The following story is submitted by Mark Chicola. I moved to 427 Elm Street South, just north of the old power plant, in 1976. The plant I donated to the Heritage Garden is a daylily from the yard there, planted by the Bosford family, who lived there from 1882 on. Albert Bosford came with his family from the Tree Riviere, Quebec, settling in Moorhead in 1882. He built the house himself, adding on to it at several stages, the last stage being a summer kitchen added on during World War I. He was killed in an incident at the rail yards in Fargo. The last member of the family who lived in the house was Philomena Bosford. She died several years before I moved to the house. A number of elderly residents had lived there their whole lives. Across the street to the east, Fritz Kowalski lived with his family's original home. His wife, who had died before I came to the neighborhood, had been a leader of a Moorhead Garden Club. They had an unusual variety of trees in their yard. Fritz's brother lived several houses away with his wife. In the 300 block of Elm Street, one house, the Olick House, at 311, was occupied by some grandchildren of the original owner. One of them still lives in the house. 307 was occupied by the Sabodneys. Vivian Sabodney was born in the house next door and lived all of her life on that street. She died several years ago and was in her early 90s. The house is owned by one of Vivian's children. It has gone through numerous floods, and the family has shown great resilience in cleaning up and repairing the house, including after the historic 2009 flood. A number of times the city has tried to get them to give up the house, but they have successfully resisted. The 2009 flood was extremely hard on the neighborhood. Almost all of the houses in the little neighborhood had flooding. Over the next few years, many of the houses were purchased by the city as flood buyouts were demolished. In the 1980s, the houses along Fifth Avenue South that stood north across the street from the power plant were purchased by the Moorhead Public Service Commission as a buffer for the power plant, which was trucking coal and to fuel the generators in the plant. The one remaining house on the west side of the 400 block of Elm Street is 419. It was built in 1896 for the director of the new Moorhead Light Plant, the original power plant, which underwent expansion several times. It was a wonderful little neighborhood between the river and Woodlawn Park that survived some attempts at urban renewal in the late 1970s and early 1980s. The increasing flooding, starting with the 1997 flood and especially the 2009 flood and the 2010 and 11 flood threats, proved to be too much.